Who Shot You? Separate the Weak from the... Ooh, yeah, you feel me?
Classic, yo.
Yeah. Rest in peace to Biggie.
R.I.P. B.I.G., man. I know you guys are Biggie, especially you. Come on, you're from Harlem, man. I know y'all were influenced by the Brooklyn King right there, man. Like, any Biggie, like, stories or anything for my man that passed away? You know, it's March 9th today.
Yeah, so definitely.
We repping him right now.
Like, my pops got a lot of different stories on, like, how Biggie used to come through and shit. I mean, this is when Biggie was, like, you know, lumberjacked out. Like,
wow.
Had the lumberjack, nah, with the hat to match. He used to come to Harlem and shit with Puffy.
Lumberjack suits?
Yeah. He used to be quiet and all of that. Like, I guess he didn't really know nobody in Harlem, but.
Okay.
Like, who know, he went from lumberjacks to Versace, so.
Wow, man.
He was working like me.
You think you guys were influenced by his swag, like his style?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
When I was depressed and shit, like, I was, like, fucking dropped out of college and shit like that, and my mom's just threatening to kick me out and all of that shit, I was listening to Ready to Die every day.
Get the fuck out of here.
On the train, sleeping with the headphones on.
What?
With my 40 Below boots. And the trenches.
Are you serious, man?
Yeah.
You know we got somebody on. Yo, who this?
Yo, this Mr. C, man. What up, what up, what up, what up?
Mr. C.
Get the fuck out of here. We were just talking about Biggie and you called up, son.
What's good, man? What's good? Who cares? What's going on, man?
I got ASAP Ferg live with me right now.
ASAP Ferg, what it is, man?
What it do, man?
Work. Work.
Yeah, that record is scorching right now. What's
man, good? That means a lot coming from you, bro.
Nah, me and you met like a month ago, man. I told you what that record was going to be, man. So right. Congratulations, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And it's good that Mr. C told you, you know, if he tells you this shit is crazy, he, you know, you got the original Biggie joint, right? The first tape that ever came out?
Well, yeah. I mean, like, all the demo stuff, yeah. Like that. Like, you know, the demos that he did and stuff that we did for the Source magazine before he got signed with Bad Boy and stuff like that. All of that is in a couple of safes. You know, because if they break into one safe, I got it in another safe.
Hey, this is DJ Hookin, man. There's a new Red Chick spot opening up in Houston this Saturday, April 13th. Red Chicks is coming to Houston. And the first 200 people gets that honey butter sandwich. Oh my God, the first 200 gets it for free. Red Chicks.
You know, we respect your judgment. Just like you just told ASAP, like when you first heard his record, it's crazy. Like, how was it when you first heard Biggie's demo? And then what was going on in your body when you first heard the
bars? Well, you know, when I first heard Big's first demo, I heard Big rhyme like a cappella, and you know, when I first heard him rhyme, and when I first heard him rhyme, it was like the first time I heard Big Daddy Kane rhyme. Because for those that don't know me, I started my career DJing for Big Daddy Kane.
Crazy, so
it was that same reaction that I got when I was in high school with Big Daddy Kane, and I got that same reaction when I first heard Kane as to when I first heard Big. Microphone, murderer, mass mame, him, maker, B.I.G.'s on the mic called the Undertaker.
Damn,
hey. That was the rhyme that he kicked to me. You know what I mean? Loot like Michael Jackson, kicks like Bo Jackson, bitches like Freddie Jackson. You know what I mean? Like, that was that. It was that rhyme. And when I heard it, I was like, this is Big Daddy Kane all over again. You know what I mean? So, and then, you know, as I got to know Big, he, you know, the thing that I loved about him the most was that he was a student of the game. Like, he really studied other rappers, and he really was a fan of other rappers, even though he was a rapper himself. And that goes back to where we at in 2013 now that we got Ferg here, ASAP Ferg, and he's saying that he's a fan of Big. Mm. Well, Big was a fan of a lot of artists that he was trying to get to at that time. So he was a fan of Snoop. He was a fan of Scarface. You know, he was a fan of, you know, different artists that was hot at that time when he was trying to get his weight up, and he just kept studying and seeing how everybody was doing their thing. You know, like, the one thing that Big always would talk to me about was, like, at that time when he was first coming out, he was like, yo, man, the East Coast, we just really need something, man. You know, it's like Pete Rock and CL Smooth and Brand Nubian and Gangstar and these acts is doing their thing, man. But, you know, I don't think people are really recognizing the greatness of what we have on the East Coast like they're recognizing Snoop and Dre, or they're recognizing Scarface and the Ghetto Boys and stuff like that. Like, Big, at that young age, he recognized that.
That's
like
crazy.
He really understood that, yo, somebody need to take this East Coast New York thing and take it to another level. And that's, you know, and this is like him being 21 telling me this. You know what I mean? So that just goes to show you where his mindset was back then. And so going back to Ferg and Rocky, it's like you talk to these young kids, you know, I was just talking to Joey Badass yesterday. Like these young kids is like they're thinking that come from New York. They're thinking the same way. We got to take it back to you know, we got to take that baton back. You know what I mean? Pass us the baton. You know what I mean? So it's a blessing to see it kind of blossom all over again. So, it comes around in circles. It just comes back in a different form.
I'm just glad you came and gave us. I had Jada. I had, Big Vern. I had all kinds of cats called, you know, Harv Pierre. Just spoke to Diddy, you know. So, you know, I thought I had ASAP up here just, you know, hang out with the homie, the moisturizer. Fuck with these fucking, you know.
When I was recording the cipher for BET yesterday, when we was filming, Jim Jones hit me with a random email, and he said, Biggie Trivia. Wow. He just hit me and said, Mr. C, this is Biggie Trivia. Who is the only other rapper that Biggie signed besides Lil' Kim and Junior Mafia before he passed away? Do y'all know the answer to that?
It wasn't Mace, was it? No.
Cameron.
Whoa.
Because a lot of people don't remember. Cameron was signed through Entertainment.
That's right.
Entertainment was Biggie and Un. That was Biggie's partner. So when Un signed Cameron, it was like Biggie signing Cameron. You feel what I'm saying? So Jim Jones hit me with that juicy.
Forgot about that.
Now, I answered him. Don't get it fucked up, fellas. I knew my history. I answered him back and said Cameron. But, it just goes to show you how many people that Biggie really touched. You know, when you think of Big, you think of Kim and Junior Mafia, but there's a lot of other people, like you said, like the Mace and the Lox and even Cameron that Biggie was associated with. And then Cameron going, you know, got into it with Dipset. And so it's a family tree. That big family tree is 6 degrees of separation, man. It's a lot of different, you know, limbs and leaves. That's a part of that B.I.G. family tree, you know?
Gangsta, yo. You just fucked my whole head up, man. Now you got to have me call Cameron now, man.
You know what I mean? You definitely gotta get a hold to him if you can before the day is over, man.
I'm an asshole for not even remembering that shit. That's back in Epic days, man.
Yeah,
Sony Epic.
He was with Entertainment and Lance Un Rivera and Biggie was partners. So it was like that Jay-Z and Dame thing. So if Dame signed somebody to Rockefeller, it was like Hov signed somebody to Rockefeller. Same thing.
Exactly.
When Lance Un Rivera signed Cameron, I was like Big signing Cameron. So, you know, it definitely a part of that family tree, you know?
You still get residuals from Biggie's albums?
Absolutely, and I'm still looking good.
This guy's ching-chinging, cat.
I'm still looking good, and you know the thing that I keep it funky with you.
Yeah.
I start to get more money around this time of year. I'll be honest with you, because of course more people download Biggie's music around March 9th time and around his birthday. So anywhere between March and April and May and June, them checks start looking a little bit fatter than normal because, of course, that's around the time of his birthday and the anniversary of his passing.
Yo, man, thanks for calling. And I like to thank Mr. C because he's one of the dudes that kind of like voted me in to get my first show on Hot 97 too.
Yo, C.
Yes, sir.
You got any Biggie old Versace shit?
You talking about clothes?
Yeah.
Nah, but you know, if you really want me to look into it, I can holler at his daughter and I think his daughter and his daughter's mom's probably got something in the stash. I can holler at them.
We got a lot to talk about.
Matter of fact, we got her calling up next, so we gotta get that going.
Yeah. So yeah. Bring that, real Ferg. Bring that up to Jan when you speak to her, man. I think she probably got some things in the stash that she can get a hold of for you.
All right. Cool.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
Hey, this is DJ Hookin, man. There's a new Red Chick spot opening up in Houston this Saturday, April 13th. Red Chicks is coming to Houston, and the first 200 people gets that honey butter sandwich. Oh, my God. The first 200 gets it for free. Red Chicks.